Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Rivi'i B'Shabbat, the fourth day of the week. And in the fourth aliyah of Parshat Bo, we have 27 psukim. In this aliyah, Moshe delivers Hashem's warning to Paro about the 10th Makkah, Makkat Bechorot. And before it occurs, Hashem gives B'nai Yisrael their first mitzvot. First of all, we hear about the mitzvah of fixing and determining the lunar calendar. And in this aliyah, we also hear about the mitzvot associated with the Korban Pesach. This Korban, unlike the Korban Pesach that's going to be brought later in history, this Korban Pesach had to be taken and designated on the 10th of Nisan. It had to be shechted and eaten on the 15th of Nisan together with matzah and maror, and the blood is to be spread on the doorposts and on the upper beam of the door. Rabbi Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, who died in 1993, notes in many places that much of Yitziat Mitzrayim and much of B'nai Yisrael's experiences in the Midbar were not only to take B'nai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, but to take the Mitzrayim out of B'nai Yisrael. And much of what we do on the Seder night, and much of what we do on Pesach in general, is intended to express how free we are and to remind ourselves what it means to be free. This idea is found in many places, and specifically in the book Reflections of the Rav, Volume 1. The Sefer is a collection of Rabbi Soloveitchik's Torah, compiled by Rabbi Avraham Bezdin, and this idea is found in Chapter 19 there. Our aliyah is one powerful example of this idea, says Rabbi Soloveitchik. The Gemara in Masechet Kiddushin Daf Samachet Amud Aleph learns from Psukim that a slave is unable to get married. Even if a slave took a ring, took witnesses, and gives a ring to a woman and says, Hare at Mikudeshet Li, we still say, Ein Kiddushin Tofsin. There is no marriage. They're not married. And Rabbi Soloveitchik says that this halacha about slaves getting married teaches us a lot about our slave experience in Mitzrayim and also about what it means to be free. One of the characterizing components of being a slave is his or her inability to think about other people, to share, to impart to others. Slavery is all about me. I need to stay alive. I need to hoard. I need to be selfish, or else I will be lost. That is the slave and personality of a slave and of a slave nation. And that is why, says Rabbi Soloveitchik, the halacha is regarding an eved, ein kiddushin tofsin. Marriage is all about giving, about being selfless, about caring about somebody else. An eved is literally incapable of giving, about being selfless. He's incapable of caring about somebody else. So how can Hashem teach B'nai Yisrael to give? How can Hashem teach B'nai Yisrael to include others? One of the ways is through the Korban Pesach that we hear about in our aliyah. The Torah tells us in our aliyah in Perek Yud Bet Pasuk Yud, V'lo totiru mimenu ad boker, you may not have leftovers. You must eat everything. But wait a second, what can I do if I know that my family cannot finish an entire calf? So go back a couple of psukim to Perek Yud Bet Pasuk Dalid, and the Torah says, V'im im at habayit mihiyot misa, excuse me, V'lakachu u'shcheno hakarov el beito, b'michsat nefashot, ish lefi achlo tachos u'alaseh. If your household is too small to eat this lamb, then you have to get together with other people. You have to share with other people. You must combine with other families. We, through the Korban Pesach, are forced to learn how to share our meals with others. On Pesach, and really throughout the whole year, we learn and we remember again and again that marriage and all interpersonal relationships means giving of ourselves to others. The sharing in the Korban Pesach, especially the first Korban Pesach that's described in our aliyah, was a new concept for this slave nation. But Hashem said, you want to be free? You want to serve me? Great. Then you must learn first how to serve each other, how to learn how to share, learn how to give something of yourself. give something that belongs to you to someone else. We, Baruch Hashem, are free, but we need to remember what it means to be free. Giving of ourselves, and not just possessions, but of ourselves. Giving our time, our advice, our empathy, giving all this and more. I believe that this answers another question about the Seder night. Rabbi Soloveitchik doesn't say it, but I think it's the same idea. If you're interested in hearing that other idea, please WhatsApp me privately. In the meantime, have a wonderful day, everyone.